brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm Holland Van Den Noordhoff. Let's go to our next caller, Greg from Colorado. Hello, Greg, and welcome to the Alex Jones Show. You're speaking with Holland Van Den Noordhoff. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, Greg. Hey. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. I got a question I haven't heard anybody ask, and one of the battle cries seems to be quo bono. Who benefits?
Mm-hmm.
And on all the gun bans and ammo shortages and stuff, it seems like the gun manufacturers and ammo manufacturers are benefiting. And I wondered if anybody had traced up the ownership of the gun manufacturers and stuff.
Well, that's a very good question, Greg. And what you're seeing actually is pushback from many players in the gun industry, including Magpul out of California and other companies, PTR out of Connecticut. They are pulling out of their home states where they were founded, where they conduct their operations, because their state governments are restricting their ability to sell their products. That is an admirable and noble effort on their part.
Absolutely.
To exert effort to get away from there. We're seeing other gun companies who are being strangely silent. Now, I'll give you a hint as to the gun companies that are being strangely silent in this fight. They also receive hefty government contracts for the war on terror. Remington, HK, FN, those are the big gun manufacturers in this company. And the reason they are big is because they are making M4s and squad automatic weapons and M240 Gulfs for the U.S. military for their war on terror. That's where the real money in guns is government contracts. Not selling Ruger Deer rifles to Jim Bob in Oklahoma City, okay? That is not a major money industry. It's money industry, but it's not anything compared to the money and the connections that are being forged with the major gun manufacturers that are dealing in government contracts. And those gun manufacturers have been strangely silent in this gun control fight. Maybe they don't want to jeopardize their government contracts. So if you really want to look into a conspiracy regarding the gun manufacturers, look into the gun manufacturers who are making their money off selling guns to the government.
Awesome. Thanks for answering my question.
You're welcome, Greg, and thank you for calling in. Let's go to our next caller, Scott from Missouri, the Show Me State. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hi. I had some comments to make, and
yeah.
I had a question. It's regards to waking people up.
Okay.
And consider a hypothetical situation. Let's just pretend for one moment that tomorrow on Fox News they aired, let's say, the director of the CIA literally confessing the whole operation to be an inside job. Let's take Boston. We'll just take that.
Okay.
He confesses that Boston's an inside job, blah, 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 and let's say there's a five-minute clip.
It's a nice fantasy to indulge in, but go ahead.
What's that?
It's a nice fantasy to indulge in, someone actually telling the truth in government. But,
of course, it would never happen, but let's say there's a five-minute segment. There's a whole talking head thing, and anyway. And then after that, the mainstream media says, oh, wait, we screwed up. We weren't supposed to air that. And, of course, there's just a blackout, like always. My point is, I could take that video.
Mm-hmm.
I could show it to 10 people. They're all going to say I'm nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're still not going to wake up. Even if they believe the video, they'll sit there and ponder it in their head for a moment, and then they'll just go back to what they're doing, voting for Democrats or Republicans. The point is, I've woken some people up, just like some people have woken me up, but most of the people that I deal with, including my family, they're so stubborn that they just don't understand. They think that, well, one side, that they believe in the whole Democrat thing, and they watch CNN. The other side, they watch the whole Fox thing, and they believe in the Republican philosophy. And I keep trying to tell them. I said, they're all crooks. You know, 9/11's an inside job. I go through the whole spiel, the whole deal, and it doesn't matter. My point is, let's just say George Bush did, Wile E. Coyote style, push the plunger for the Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Take the 93 bombing. It's all on record that it was an inside job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what you're arguing is not so much hypothetical. It's happened before. And referencing 1993, the first attack of the World Trade Centers, they admitted it was their bomb. They cooked them. They told them to do it. It was in the New York Times, 60 Minutes, and of course, nothing occurs. I thank you for calling in, Scott, and we're going to break right now. And for those of you listening, we'll be right back after these messages.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Friday edition as we broadcast worldwide. I am coming to you from a South Texas highway as I drive down the road via the magic of audio Skype. And Holland van den Nieuwenhof, a filmmaker and researcher and talk show host in his own right, who I've known for many years, is kind of the master of ceremonies, the MC today, who is basically the traffic cop. We're going to have David Knight at the bottom of the hour hop in with a bunch of other breaking news, including new developments in the West fertilizer explosion, where they're now saying it might be foul play. We're going to be looking into that as well. And obviously, Benghazi, then Jakari Jackson will pop in with some special reports coming up in the last 30 minutes. And we're going to continue in the next 2 hours with open phones. I will be live, of course, in studio this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. But the reason I like to have Holland van den Nieuwenhof in is that I listen to his show whenever I get a chance. And, of course, he's comfortable on his own show. And he's a first-class brain and does a great job. You can hear he's a little bit nervous doing this one, going from hundreds of thousands to millions of listeners. He's doing a great job today, so I want to welcome him into the second hour. I know some stations and XM, now Channel 244, join us in the second and third hours. And, of course, we also have InfoWars Nightly News. But I just wanted to, you know, tell you why I have Holland van den Nieuwenhof hosting the show. You know, he was a Marine Corps, rifle leader. and he's just a great researcher. And I've heard his analysis, read his analysis, and it's been spot on so many points. Plus, with the case of Oklahoma City, he got the film made that is the only professionally done definitive work 18-19 years after that tragic event in 1995. Open and shut, who the players were, the bombs inside the buildings, who planted them, directly from the police officers and other survivors. So I always promote that film. I'm also in it, A Noble Lie, 1995, available on InfoWarsStore.com. And get it, show it to friends and family, because they will then understand false flag. You see something like Benghazi, or you see something like something out there like the Boston bombing. When you study covert history, military history, black op history, staged event history, and there's hundreds of declassified French, Italian, British, German, Nazi, Russian, communists, czarists before them, Maoist staged events. When you learn the Romans were obsessed with staging events and blaming it on their enemies, when you learn that this is such a part of history, then you look at each new event and say, well, is it the usual culprit or is it a real event? And there are real events. There are real events, kind of like there are four-leaf clovers, but they're very, very rare in a grove of clover, in a patch of clover. You can look for 10 hours and maybe find one mutation that is the real lone wolf anomaly. Very, very rare. Maybe the shootings in Norway, maybe that was real. But there was a drill there and a stand down as well. They use the drill so if their operatives get caught, they can then say it was just part of the drill. They use it to also confuse everybody when the event happens so no one knows who was involved because there were so many people there taking part in something that mirrors it. But in the case of Benghazi, for those that don't know, when I've covered Bilderberg in the U.S., last year and 4 years before that, almost 5 years ago in Virginia, they had Marines in plain clothes following us, breaking in our room. We had some stuff taken. We believe it was them. Never made a big deal about that on air. Cracking into our phones and threatening us and telling us what we were talking about on the phone so they know it was the government. Flipping us off. We have photos of this in plain clothes. Marines coming in and sitting down next to us in the restaurant at our hotel saying, hey, you want to attack the State Department? And then they later just admitted who they were and said, we're making sure you're not planning anything. Okay, so the Marines guard the embassies. And Holland, of course, is a Marine, and he's talked to Marines, but it's on record the procedure. They had a base a mile away, less than a mile. They had helicopter bases 5 miles away. They had predators in the sky. The Al-Qaeda forces were hired to be the head of security in Benghazi. There was a stand down, not a 6 hour, more like an 8 hour, from when they began to desperately call for help and the group was massing out front. And Holland, we talked privately about what you believe happened. And I wish you'd break down some of that, because a lot of my other sources agree they were meant to attack the place, use the protest as the cover to get the missiles in the warehouse behind it so the government could have plausible deniability later and say Al-Qaeda stole the heat seekers, which they're now showing on London Guardian and Associated Press. They're very proud of it. But regardless, when they lied, we now have a congresswoman up on InfoWars.com saying, we ought to play that clip later if we have time, when David Knight comes in, saying, no, Obama knew. Obama ordered the stand down. Of course he did. Of course Hillary was in charge of the State Department. They, once it started, they wanted those people dead. And the two SEALs assigned to CIA who broke orders to stand down, who went and shot at the guys from behind and made it go a lot longer, they are what made it incredibly obvious to CENTCOM and NATO and all of them that there was a stand down, because NATO was in charge. See, that's why the globalists of Obama has transferred power to NATO, because now he can plausibly deny and cut the Pentagon chain out of things. This is a coup. We've had the coup. And now the coup is obvious that globalists have taken over America. This is what we're getting at. So I want you to be able to break that down, Holland, and also continue to take some more calls. But for those that study this, it came out day one that they stood down. It came out day one they had predators over it and got caught lying. 5 days after it happened, they had Rice, ambassador of the UN, say that this wasn't terror, no one thought of it. If terror isn't hundreds of guys, first 200, then 300, then sometimes it's 400 or more, with anti-aircraft weapons, at point-blank range, and grenade launchers, and bazookas, and heavy machine guns, and a stand-down, with inside knowledge of how to break in and how to get past the countermeasures, this is ridiculous. And again, it's hiding in plain view. And what's happened is they're using 1960s and 70s events when they controlled the newspapers and they controlled all the media to still run these events, and it doesn't work anymore. So, Holland, I wanted you, before we go to break, to spend the next 5 minutes. We know they're lying about Benghazi, but what do you think exactly happened there, and how big will this be? And here's the big one. What will they stage? I said in the first hour yesterday, they might stage an attack on Obama to make him the victim. Horrible idea to call for violence. Horrible idea to wish for harm on Obama, as we've heard some say. That only turns him into a victim. He is a puppet himself.
I would take the bullet for Obama, Alex. I would take it rather than listen to the martyrdom afterwards.
Absolutely. So what will they do? A new war? Escalation of Syria? Another false flag? What do you think they're going to try to pull? That's the big one, because this is one of the biggest political events in the last 100 years in this country. This is a giant, huge event where they have been caught pants down, hand in cookie jar. This is huge. Holland.
Again, they've been caught. And the false flag attack has become, like I said, standard operating procedure. It's literally how they start a new program now. It's like, well, we want to implement a new agenda. What do? Well, we're going to have to create something. We're going to have to create reality. Karl Rove talked about this openly during the Bush administration. They are now putting it on the ground. And what we're going to see in the future, Alex, I think, obviously, is an attack that's going to be blamed on domestic dissent. They still need to play that card, and perhaps they were trying to play it during the Boston bombings. And it would be hard for me to impart the frustration, the feelings I was going through watching that go down nearly on the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, during on Patriots Day, when these significant dates in effect, and we see terrorism again striking America. Like Alex said, I served the United States Marine Corps. I was a rifle squad leader, and I took my oath seriously to the Constitution to defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I nearly yelled those words in the recruiting station when I gave the oath, because I meant it. And I told my Marines also that if I ever get the order to disarm the American people, the officer who gives that order, well, he's going to be a very unlucky man that day. And I'm headed home to defend my family. And they were good with that. They were very good with that. I actually like to make a revelation on air here on the Alex Jones Show. One of the arresting officers of the Chechen bombers, the one they found in the boat, one of the arresting officers was actually in my rifle squad in the Marine Corps. We were very close. We got in a lot of scraps together. We are brothers. And he is unable to provide me with information. And when Anderson Cooper had the Watertown SWAT team on air in gear, talking about their noble capture of the suspect, I noticed that my friend, who was the officer who cuffed that man, was not in that crowd. He was not being interviewed. In fact, he was in the Caribbean on vacation. So they actually sequestered him. They sent him away, and he is unable to talk to anyone, especially me. So the fix is in on that. They don't want people talking about the arresting officers talking about what they saw, the fact that in that boat that kid had no weapon, that they riddled the boat with bullets trying to kill him. I was very surprised when they found that boy alive.
And then when he stood up, no blood out of the throat, then he cut his throat out. And now we have the video and the audio of them saying, don't shoot, we didn't do it. You have the witnesses saying they didn't shoot. They had orders to get rid of those guys, just like the two dead cops, friendly fire, just like the cops shooting 9 people in New York last year, trying to cover that up, saying it was a mass shooting. This happens over and over again. I mean, we would be crazy to believe what known liars are telling us over and over again. But, Holland, what you said, I know we're going to break. When we come back, what you said at the very start of the show, you should repeat that. That was an info war battle over the truth. at the beginning and middle and now throughout the next phase of the Boston bombing. Clearly, we've been lied to. Clearly, those guys were patsies. Clearly, the older brother was part of a CIA State Department-funded Muslim extremist infiltrator group. Because when they say groups out of Chechnya and Dagestan attacked America, those groups are all run by the globalists.
They support the American government. I talked to a special forces operator who was shooting Russian cops in Chechnya in the mid-90s at the behest of this government. The Chechen groups that support the U.S. government.
They were created 100%
exactly.
On record funded.
Because they're a tool against the Russians.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with Holland Van Den Nieuwenhof.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Welcome back back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm the guest host today, Holland van den Nieuwenhof. I'd like to reiterate a point I was talking about earlier, talking about winning the info war, winning the info battle. For those of you waiting for the revolution to occur, it's happening now. There's no reason to wait. The information revolution is now. We are in three phases of resistance. Right now, we're in the ideological phase. The information war, of which Alex Jones and his operation are the tip of the spear, as we've seen in recent events. And what happened in Boston was a major historical battle in that information war. And we won hands down, won that battle. We're winning the war. Hillary Clinton herself admitted on TV that we are losing the information war. That was a call for help, and they are hurting. They are losing.
That's right.
And we are winning. What we saw in Boston, the fact that the official story was unraveling as it was being laid out, tells you that. So what's going to be the next learning paradigm for the information revolution? Perhaps unraveling these operations before they occur. Perhaps we can save lives. That is the challenge I'm issuing to this new information paradigm, to what we're doing now. We need to stop these attacks before they occur. We need to start saving lives directly. Show that to the world. Not only are we exposing this, we are saving lives. Are you still there, Alex?
Yes, I am, and I'm going to turn the broadcast over to you and the listeners, and David and I coming in with some breaking news in the next segment. But, again, it's a great responsibility. When I get up here on air and I tell the listeners, hey, we're the tip of the spear. We're fighting the tyranny. We need your support. It's because it is creepy. It is scary to sit there and see the international media attack us and say, don't listen to us. And it's scary to know that we're effective. And it's scary to know that we're actually having victories against them. I mean, it's booing. It's exciting. It's good because I want liberty. But it's also creepy to know that that humanity does have power, and that we have individually taken action against these people, and that because we built a platform to do it, that we're having a huge effect. So that's why we ask listeners for their prayers, their support. And Garrison was asked, Jim Garrison, you know, people said, well, how are you still alive with all the JFK info? They now had a top Republican come out and point out what we already know, that LBJ basically gave the order to have him killed with people above him. And he said, well, you know, you got to stay in the sunshine. You've got to stay in the light. You've got to stay big. Our only answer going through this black hole is to go in through and beyond. We've got to go 110%, because it's the old sports adage. As soon as you don't go 100%, that's when you get hurt. Anybody that plays sports knows that. Mm-hmm. It's not the football play where you go over 100% as hard as you can that you get hurt. It's when you aren't paying attention, you don't go 100%. It's when you're lazy. None of us can be lazy. And the globalists are cornered right now. Everything they do basically turns to crap. But still they're in control. And Hillary 2 years ago said, we're losing the info war, emergency. Brzezinski's saying that. And so they're trying to set up a police state, but we need the people in government who aren't evil to realize this isn't a joke, and your naivete is going to empower this total takeover. And the general public, not just government, we get the government we deserve. We have been passive, we have been pathetic, and we've let so much of this evil take over. But here's the final big issue. They are going to try to stage something to get themselves out of this, and we need to put pressure on the Republicans to go all the way. There needs to be impeachment. There needs to be indictment. They have been caught ordering the stand down. They have been caught lying to Congress. They have been caught lying, just like Fast and Furious. They cannot get away with this Benghazi thing. This is so cut and dry, and I quite frankly am surprised that it's come out this hardcore and that the State Department people weren't bigger scumbags and have all this courage. That gives me faith that there are still a lot of good people, but we've got to stand behind good people. You can look at the body language of Hicks and others. Those are good men, women. They're freaked out. They're putting their lives on the line. They know what really happened. It's more than a stand down. It was an op to kill those people and then cover it up. And I saw Obama in Austin yesterday, video on the news live. He looked doubly arrogant and smug. That's a cover. These are men just like us. They can be defeated. We can restore the republic. But we've got to have the will and to believe we can win. The globalists are not all powerful.
And if God be with us, who can stand against us? So, again, spread the word about the broadcast. Support our local AM/FM affiliates. This is history, what's happening. And we're willing to do it, so support us. And we're going to support others to stand up for truth. Hauling in the new and off, I'm going to hand things over to you. I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6. And David Knight's coming up with you and phone calls. All this and a lot more straight ahead. And great job to the crew.
Thank you, Alex. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm guest hosting today, May 10th, Holland van den Noenhoff. Ivan Studio Special InfoWars reporter David Knight with some topics, some timely news. Before we go into that, we had a caller call in earlier announcing the news that someone had been investigated, or there was an opening criminal investigation into the West Texas fertilizer plant explosion. That appears to be true. We just have been handed information by the producers here in Alex's studio that an EMT or MSA worker is indeed under investigation for perhaps being responsible for the explosion there in Waco, Texas. Obviously, it's very strange when a fertilizer plant in Waco, Texas, it goes up in fire just a couple days before the anniversary of Waco. My hackles were on edge there. Mm-hmm. And apparently, this paramedic named Bryce Reed was arrested for possessing a destructive device, according to local reports. Reed had been a speaker at a memorial service for the victims of the explosion. It's not clear that the two new developments are related. Now, keep in mind, this person may or may not be involved. We've seen in recent history the FBI pinning major crimes on people, Elvis impersonators. Apparently, were involved with the poison letters to D.C. It seemed like they're kind of replaying the mid-90s when they were using Richard Jewell as the boogeyman for so many things. They're doing the same thing now. So this paramedic may or may not be involved, may or not be guilty, and may or may not be true. So it is developing, it is breaking, and we will definitely keep an eye on it. But David Knight?
Right, yeah, there's a lot of suspicious stuff about that. And we've had a lot of people asking us to do more reporting on that. We've tried to stay on the obvious false flag with the obvious agenda, which is the Boston bombing. Personally, I felt that if the government was involved in this in some way, if it wasn't, it wasn't likely that it was an accident, you know, but, you know, if it was just a criminal case, because there was a long-standing lawsuit between them and Monsanto, mm-hmm. that had been kind of dormant for a while. So it wasn't really clear what motivations anybody had, either personal or government motivations in this. If anything, because like you said, the timing and the location looked like it might be a distraction. We wanted to stay on point. We wanted to stay on the Boston bombing because it was so obviously a false flag.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I got to tell you, this first time we've met, I really love your documentary, A Noble Lie. And we've mentioned that many, many times from day one with this Boston bombing and the fact that there were certain elements that were present that made it obvious that there was something going on here that wasn't exactly what the government was telling us. The fact that we had eyewitnesses saying that it was a drill at the beginning and at the end, and even the police chief saying that they had an unusually large number of people there. They were paying special attention to the finish line and all that sort of thing, as well as the pictures that surfaced and that sort of thing. But as I told people, your documentary, A Noble Lie, it took a long time for that to come out. There were elements at the very beginning that were clear. I remember back when it happened, and I remember the New American carrying Brigadier General
Clinton K. Parton. Yes, yes, the New American did excellent work.
And he was a specialist on that. He said the blast pattern just it doesn't make any sense. You don't get a blast that big. You don't get that kind of a pattern from that. So there's something else going on. So it was clear from that standpoint, but that was back in the 90s. You know, we didn't have alternative media then. Mm-hmm. We didn't have people that were staying on this stuff in real time. You know, the government media basically was just, oh, yeah, that's the way it is. So, but the stuff that you turned up took a long time to come out, took a lot of investigation on your part. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened with Mike McNulty and Waco. You know, he did a series of documentaries on Waco over a 10-year period of time. And as time goes on, the truth eventually leaks out, even when you've got a controlled press like they did in the early 90s, mm-hmm. even when you've got the government actively suppressing people and active in case of that police officer, you know, perhaps killing him.
Terrence Yickey, yes, that he was murdered for what he saw.
The truth eventually gets out. What's changed is that because now we've got an active, visible alternative media, it's changing much more quickly. Okay, yeah. And you've got situations. Look at Benghazi, for example. Okay, that took a few months ago. It was obvious even to the mainstream press was calling BS on the fact that this was the Muslim street inflamed by some movie. You know,
in one location across the Middle East, only one place were they mad and they killed the ambassador.
Exactly. That was just beyond belief for anybody. And yet, Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice stuck with that story. It's like, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You know, and they did that for several days.
It was the only thing they had.
Exactly. So when people say, when people look at our research, and we have to document stuff more carefully than the mainstream media does because they rely on your credulous faith.
Well, that's the thing, Dave, and that's the thing about, there was a call earlier trying to explain his frustration about trying to wake people up. And the position we are in trying to fight the official narrative is that every single one of our facts must be true to the T, mm-hmm. ultimately vetted. Because the thing is, when you're trying to wake someone up and you're presenting them with information, if you have one fact that is not backed up, they will latch on to that and hold on to that regardless of the rest of the bulk of your argument.
That's right.
It's all lost because one thing that you said perhaps did not pan out to a T.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just human nature. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, whatever. It's human nature, and if you're going to want to wake people up, you're going to have to deal with that. And the counter to that is to being absolutely sure and vetted in your information. But the thing is, that's not too hard either because what the stories they put out are simply ludicrous.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So these types of things are going to come out. And when people call us conspiracists, I mean, Pick a conspiracy. Fast and Furious. Benghazi. You know, even going back in time, look at the Iran-Contra thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, yes, government does get involved in conspiracy. And yes, it is selected elements within the government.
That's modus operandi. Conspiracy is two or more people engaging in a criminal enterprise.
Right.
I mean, that's the bulk of criminal activity.
Right. And the government charges people with the crime of conspiracy all the time. But they level that charge at us, essentially, to say, you're off in loony land. But like you said, we have to carefully document everything. And it was amazing to me that this hit piece that came from National Review against Alex Jones was basically talking about the gospel of Alex Jones and how he's got some credulous audience that just takes everything that he says on faith. When in reality, they didn't back that up with anything. They even, the first paragraph they went into was talking about bullets and ammunition story, which from day one, we linked to the FedBiz op page,
yeah,
which showed the actual purchase order.
And now it turns out, and Senator Inhofe is now confirming that's all true. That's
right.
Not conspiracy theory.
And the National Review made the incredible statement that the ammunition levels were the same as they were the previous year, and it was all for target hunting, and we had deceived these congressmen and senators who were coming in there. So they threw their own Republicans under the bus.
Yeah, National Review is supposed to be an arch conservative, has been an arch conservative paper for decades, or news magazine. How come they are serving, how come they are fulfilling a propaganda agenda for the government?
Well, because from their beginning, they were affiliated with the CIA, with
yep.
Buckley and the neocons, and they have basically been cheerleaders for every military engagement everywhere. So just like MSNBC, you know,
and CNN,
yeah. If you scratch their roots, you find the CIA and you find the military industrial complex, you know, rapidly.
Is that so hard to believe, people, that the media is controlled? Just think about it this way. Power organizes, right? Power organizes to implement its own agenda, fulfill its own needs. Why would the power elite not control the media?
Right.
That's, of course they would. That's 2 and 2 equals 4. They would control the media. The fact that they, well, if you think that they don't control the media, that's anomalous to the laws of history and nature.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Changing the subject off of Benghazi, off of the conspiracy stuff again. We mentioned this briefly, and I want to cover this. This D.C. march that's coming up.
Yeah, Adam Kokesh, yeah, former Marine, is calling for an armed march on July 4th to, I guess, to symbolize our stand on gun rights, marching armed around D.C. It's ballsy.
And a lot of people have called into question. And, of course, there's a lot of risk, as people pointed out. There's a lot of risk that the government can false flag that. That you can put agent provocateur.
Provocateur, fire one shot.
A lot of people, exactly.
They have now have an excuse to basically do whatever they want if one guy
it's
does something.
Very, very risky.
Yeah.
However, there is a reason for him going in with loaded rifles. And we've got a special report that I did basically looking at and analyzing what the D.C. police chief said and what the Supreme Court has done relative to the D.C. laws 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play that special report right now, guys. Okay, they got it coming up in just a second.
Washington Police Chief Kathy Lanier had this to say when asked about Adam Kokesh's planned 4th of July march into Washington with loaded rifles.
First of all, I want to clear up there's a difference between civil disobedience, which I think is this is being portrayed as a civil disobedience, and actually violation of the law. I mean, there's two different things here. So civil disobedience, people come to Washington, D.C. to protest policies and government policy all the time. It's no problem. But when you cross into the District of Columbia with firearms and you're not in compliance with the law, now you're talking about a criminal offense and there's going to be some action by police.
So Chief Lanier wants to make some kind of a distinction between civil disobedience and violating the law. So here again is her definition of civil disobedience.
Civil disobedience, people come to Washington, D.C. to protest policies and government policy all the time. It's no problem.
Note that Chief Lanier characterizes peaceful assembly in order to petition the government as civil disobedience. But what law does a demonstration break? When someone exercises their right to protest, specifically recognized by the First Amendment, how is that disobedience in any way? Since the D.C. police chief hasn't read the Constitution that she swore to uphold when she took office, let's remind her what it says. The right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Chief Lanier. Going to Washington and protesting government policy is not civil disobedience. It's an exercise of a constitutionally guaranteed right. Civil doesn't mean polite. It means government. And as we all know from experience, government is not always civil. Disobedience means to actively and publicly disobey laws that are unjust. It is violating the law. Martin Luther King had this to say about violating a court order against him marching.
That I do feel that there are two types of laws. One is a just law and one is an unjust law. I think we all have moral obligations to obey just laws. On the other hand, I think we have moral obligations to disobey unjust laws, because non-cooperation with evil is as much a moral obligation as is cooperation with good.
Civil disobedience always involves violating a law. That's where the disobedience part comes in. So Kathy Lanier's distinction between civil disobedience and violating the law is nonsense. But what is the law that Adam Kokesh and his marchers would be disobeying or violating? The very law that was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2008 in D.C. versus Heller. Now, it's interesting to note that Dick Heller, the plaintiff in the case, was actually a D.C. cop who was suing for his right to carry a gun off duty. Of course, the real precedent for it being an individual right is the Second Amendment itself. Both the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that D.C.'s gun laws violate the Constitution. Washington, D.C.'s Firearms Control Regulation Act of 1975 specifically outlawed handguns and requires all firearms, including rifles and shotguns, to be kept, quote, unloaded and disassembled or bound by a trigger lock. That is why I imagine Adam Kokesh and the D.C. marchers are going to be marching with loaded rifles, to illustrate the fact that Police Chief Lanier and the District of Columbia have thumbed their noses at the Constitution and the Supreme Court decision of 5 years ago. So, Police Chief Lanier, there is no difference between civil disobedience and violating the law. But since you maintain there's a distinction, I would ask you, is your refusal to obey a Supreme Court ruling of 5 years ago that was made specifically about your gun laws, and your refusal to obey the Constitution that you swore to uphold, is that civil disobedience, or is that violating the law? For InfoWars, I'm David Knight.
That was excellent work, David. I thought it was very interesting that the D.C. police chief basically said that you're free to do as you're told.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, those were the words out of her mouth. I mean, she had no concept of what civil disobedience means. Disobedience, like you said, means disobeying an unjust law. By definition, breaking law, she viewed civil disobedience only as lawfully approved activity.
Right, right. Exactly. I mean, it's almost as if, you know, if you're going to come here and have a protest, I don't really want you to do that, but I'm going to tolerate it. So that's, you know.
And that makes me such a wonderful person, because I'm tolerating you speaking your mind.
Exactly. I mean, no, if you go all the way back to Thoreau, the whole idea is that if you've got an unjust law, in his case, he was protesting slavery and the Mexican-American War.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, you know, if you allow these injustices to go on, you are consenting to those. And so what he's saying is, when the government is, and then that was applied to specific laws in the case of Gandhi and Martin Luther King. You have laws that are on the books that are unlawful, unconstitutional, immoral.
Well, I mean, the thing is, we have
an obligation to fight that.
And we have 40,000 laws on the books. The average person commits 3 felonies a day. So which laws exactly are you supposed to be enforcing, or which are we supposed to be following?
Exactly.
Because if you really believe that you must follow the law no matter what it says, you're going to have a long day in front of you.
Well, and one of the things that I found interesting about her is that the liberals like to say, don't take the text as a literal meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So the liberals don't want to be literal. Mm-hmm. Okay, they want a living constitution, which basically says, if the Supreme Court says it means this, it now means mm-hmm. this, regardless.
There are no principles. It just evolves to what we want it to be.
Right, right. So you've got a law that we can all read, and we can all understand it because it's clear. But if the Supreme Court says that it means exactly the opposite, then that's what we're going to go with, the living constitution.
So, and it'll be unclear because it'll be written by lawyers and Supreme Court justices. It will not be clear to read.
Exactly. But in this particular case, the Supreme Court, which is her, you know, typical liberals' appeal, ultimate appeal to authority, mm-hmm. the Supreme Court struck down her law 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they're still enforcing that.
Yeah.
And I tried to contact them. I sent them 2 emails. I left a phone message. I talked to someone independently. I could not get her to talk to me about it. So that's why I did the piece here. I would much rather have interviewed her and talk to her about it, but, you know,
well, I mean,
wanting to defend that.
Of course not. And you can see what she is. She was basically a bureaucrat in a uniform.
Right. And what a uniform. Wasn't that a great uniform?
Yeah, yeah.
All those stars.
Yeah, you look like Ike Eisenhower there, getting ready to land on the beaches of Normandy.
Actually,
I was impressed.
I thought she looked more like somebody out of a Gilbert and Sullivan or Marx Brothers movie.
I was thinking Spaceballs, actually.
That's right.
But that's what you have, is you have a bureaucrat in uniform without a sense of irony, telling us that civil disobedience is following the law.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, well, she probably did go to public school is what it is.
And look at the way they control demonstrations, though, too. I mean, you know, you've got controlled free speech zones when they have political conventions and everything. They put people, literally put the demonstrators in cages and give them one microphone and a soapbox. I mean, it's absolutely absurd what they do at political conventions. It's absolutely absurd what they do at G8 conventions and everything. You know, Rob Dew was arrested a couple of years ago. And he wasn't even, they were miles away from the event. And they sent out an army of like 1,500 cops to bully and bludgeon and arrest a crowd of demonstrators, ironically, against police brutality.
Oh.
So, I mean, you know, talk about not having a sense of irony.
Yeah.
They don't have a sense of irony or a sense of humor or even a sense of what's legal and illegal.
Exactly. They just have a sense of what authority is telling them what to do.
On the 3D gun issue that I heard you talking about yesterday, it was interesting that that broke just as he had already been scheduled in an interview with Alex.
Oh, really?
And he was on the interview with Alex when he got that, and so that kind of broke here, and Jakari interviewed him yesterday because he's here locally at the University of Texas in Austin. And we've got a clip of that. If do you guys have that loaded up, that clip from Jakari's interview? Okay, we'll do that after break, perhaps.
Excellent. You're listening to Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am guest hosting today. My name is Holland Van Denonoff. I have David Knight in studio discussing his reporting, some special insight on topics going on. David, what would you like to cover next?
Well, we were talking about Cody Wilson coming in here and talking about the 3D gun issue and that sort of thing. And we had a report from Jakari Jackson. We don't really have enough time to play that because we've got a short segment here, but you can see that on Prison Planet TV. You can also see it probably on Infowars.com, but certainly on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. It's only about 3 minutes. It's a good interview. But it's important on a number of issues, just like you mentioned. You know, they're asserting this UN arms trade treaty, which hasn't even been ratified by the Senate.
Well, they're asserting it now, but a year ago that was a conspiracy theory.
That's right.
The UN treaty.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And actually,
now they're invoking it.
I believe it was a conspiracy. I believe that Fast and Furious was a part of building up a false flag. I mean, the New York Times has mentioned that Fast and Furious was a false flag. I believe that they were trying to build up a narrative saying this is why we need to have the UN arms trade treaty.
Yeah, they were building up that narrative. I remember several years ago when border violence was making news. And I saw President Obama get on the news and say that the border violence was a result of course, guns being, bought in American gun stores. And I was thinking,
he just
okay.
Repeated that again this last week down in Mexico.
Really?
Yeah, the same charge.
Well, he certainly has no shame.
No.
Because President Obama is responsible for the death of at least 3,000 Mexican citizens. I'm surprised that people in Mexico are not enraged that he is in their country talking to them about gun violence.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're talking about that directly with Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Indirectly, you could say the entire Mexican drug war is American foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because when you look at the gun violence in American cities, for example, the Chicago police chief has said that 80% of the firearms fatalities in Chicago are drug gang related. It's all about, it's just, you know, what same thing we had with Al Capone, driving by and shooting rival gangs with machine guns.
Exactly the same thing.
Exactly. Prohibition always does that. You know, quite frankly, if they prohibit guns, you're going to see that in spades. Because
we're not talking hypotheticals here. Look at Chicago. They actually have banned firearms. You can't own a firearm in Chicago, literally, to save your life. In one day, 20 people get shot.
Absolutely.
20 people will get shot in one day in Afghanistan, okay? But it happens on the streets of Chicago where guns are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think, how do people think or politicians think that outlawing guns on a mass scale is going to solve any problem besides criminalizing guns and making every gun crime will shoot through the roof because literally guns will be illegal?
Absolutely. Going back to this UN arms trade treaty, I believe that the goal all along for this round, at least, ultimately they're after total prohibition, but their goal this time around is registration.
Yep. Universal background checks, registration.
They need to have that before they can really do a good job of confiscation. And I believe that the UN arms trade treaty, as well as Fast and Furious, all this was targeted toward that. And we can see now, in the case of Cody Wilson, that they're even asserting these same sorts of things to shut down the 3D gun stuff. But if you look at the timing as well, the UN arms trade treaty was coming up in July for a vote. And the week before, it was in trouble because all this Fast and Furious stuff was breaking. So it broke, but it went the opposite way that they wanted to. Everybody found out it was a false flag.
Just like climate gate.
Exactly.
They tried to pull off a contrived agenda, and it blows up literally in their face.
Mm-hmm. So that had broken, and it was interesting that exactly a week to the day before they were to have the UN arms trade treaty, they did the Aurora, Colorado shooting happened.
Wow.
And so, you know, I thought that was basically going to push it over the edge. That didn't get them any traction. So what they did was they delayed it to after the American election.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like they were going to set it up to do it as a lame duck session, but they did it afterwards because they had big wins in the Democrats and Obama.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. There's a methodology to the madness, people. You're listening to it now on the Alex Jones Show. I'm guest hosting today, Holland Van Denonoff, and we will be right back.
Mm-hmm. listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.